Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. This is Pastor Hawtrey. As always, I'm appreciative of your time, and we want to kind of jump right into it this morning in the book of Acts, chapter 26. And Paul here is speaking, and an interesting, here's Paul speaking to a king, and this king was just going to decide whether Paul was guilty or not of a crime. And in Acts 26:25, "But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness." I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. You know, obviously in this passage, Paul was standing before Festus. And Festus was going to decide if Paul was guilty of a crime. Now, all Paul had done was preach the gospel. And then there were those that wanted to put him in jail and even kill him for doing just that. The king, Festus, calls Paul mad. Now here, we don't mean mad as in angry. He means mad as in insane or crazy. Someone that has been driven crazy. They're mad, and that's what this word means here. And Paul's response was that he wasn't crazy. He wasn't mad. He was simply speaking the truth, and he was serious about it. Jesus had changed his life, and he had to tell people about it. You know, when you live for God, there's going to be times that people might think you're crazy. And they're wrong. Don't be discouraged if that's what they say. To the world, Christianity is crazy. But you're just speaking the truth. Don't ever stop telling the truth and living for God because you're afraid people might think you're crazy. Don't be embarrassed about your biblical principles, afraid that people might think you're crazy. Don't drop your Christian standards and way of life because you're afraid that you might be viewed as crazy. You know, God's way will never be popular. It won't always be politically correct. And a lot of times the unsaved person, it's nonsense to them. It makes no sense. It's literally crazy to them. But don't believe that. Stand your ground. Don't compromise because the Bible is right. The Bible is truth. The Bible's not crazy. It's the truth and it's serious. And I want to encourage you today, don't be shocked sometimes if people think what we preach or what we believe is a little bit crazy. You know, I was blessed to have a mom and dad that I had. But, you know, in both sides of my extended family, there were individuals that thought that my mom and dad were crazy. They thought that they abused me in my raising because they were too strict on me. They thought that what they did was crazy. They thought what they believed was kind of crazy. And I even have recollection of some of my extended family almost literally trying to argue with my mom and dad over the years because of how they had chosen to live their life. And I watched my mom and dad lovingly and keep a smile on their face, take whatever criticism people wanted to give, and go about their business. And I encourage you today, listen, there might be a lot of people that think things are odd, but don't let, because the world thinks something is odd, don't let that intimidate or embarrass you. You stick with the truth. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.